You're listening to High Frequency Healing on the Superpower Up podcast, the show that explores the awakening of superpowers through higher dimensional healing.
Hello, this is Angela Maria, one of the Superpower Up hosts, and you are listening to High Frequency Healing Show. The only difference between where you are to where you want to be is the actions you take here and now to heal your life. Please, let's take a deep breath and be here and now. I invite you to enjoy this time together. So here we go. Let's welcome Madeleine Black to my show. We will be talking today about women empowerment, a way to heal. After many years of keeping quiet, Madeleine Black decided in September 2014 to share her story on the Forgiveness Project's website, and she completely underestimated what the response would be. The sharing of her story also opened many doors for her in ways she never imagined, and after that, the invitations started to pour in. She has taken part in a film interview for a documentary about rape and the anonymity laws, which will be shown on Dispatches Channel 4, and has been interviewed for STV. I want you to know that Madeleine is in Europe, so if some of the listeners are in Latin America or United States, I think we need to wait to be able to see this film. She has also been part of public talk at a festival of light at the University of Kiel. The theme was making peace with the enemy. She has been interviewed by Dan Walker on BBC Radio 5 Live and talked about forgiveness and health, which led her to many, many interviews. Madeleine has been invited to share her stories with younger audiences too, and recently spoke with 150 fifth-year pupils at a high school in Cork and hopes to do more of his work. So please join me to welcome Madeleine Black. Hello, Madeleine. How are you?
I'm good, thank you, Angela. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, and I'm so excited to have you here in my show. So let's start asking you, what's your healing superpower?
Well, for me, my healing power, I guess, really took me by surprise because I never intended to forgive the two men who raped me, but I found myself forgiving them many, many years later. And that really allowed me to let go of all the hate and revenge and the anger I felt towards them, and it brought in peace.
Beautiful, forgiveness, and believe me, that is a powerful superpower. I think it's the beginning of a healing process that we would have never imagined if we just don't go through that process. Thank you for sharing that with the world, Madeleine. So would you please take us back to your early years and name one memorable life lesson that is useful for you today?
Sure. So memorable life lesson, I guess I had a very tough lesson because when I was just 13 years old, I was gang raped by two American teenagers, which obviously had a massive impact on me. But it affected me for decades, for many years, but it has shown me that it's not what happens to us that is important, but it's what we do with what happens to us. And if we choose to, we can get past anything that happens to us in life.
Could you repeat that sentence, please? It's not sure. What happened to us.
It's not what happens to us that is important, but it's what we do with what happens to us. And if we choose to, we can get past anything that happens to us in life.
Oh. I think that's the power of your work, Madeleine. Because when you can see farther the experience and you can control the way that you react and you take that experience in life, is what really, really lead you and lead anybody to a different process and a different life.
Absolutely, but it is a process. You know, I didn't get here overnight. It's been a process of just cleaning up and understanding and cleaning up and understanding. So, yeah, it's been a process.
Oh, yeah. And it's not that easy when you have gone through a lot of trauma and a tough situation and experience in life. But I think that the beauty of this sentence, it's the hope. Yeah. It's the hope that you have the power to create something different, to create life after darkness and death. Yep. And for that, I think that's the idea of this show. It's just telling people there is another way. Telling Absolutely. People that there are a lot of women and men in this existence fighting, rejecting, dealing with pain and tough experiences, but they have been able to overcome, and now they are serving the world. And that's the main purpose of this show. It's telling everybody out there, the listeners, that there is hope and there is a way to heal when you connect to yourself and you just start this journey to go inside. And for that, Madeline, I think that we are so grateful that women like you and many others are willing to stand up and share their experience on how they overcome this tough situation.
Yeah, well, it almost feels like it's a duty now. You know, I can stand up and share my story of rape, and it feels like it's not for me anymore. It's what it can do for other people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's the beauty, because at some point it was because of you. But after you healed, it's no more about you. It's about everybody who needs to listen that story. Many women, and I would say women, I know men go through this too, but I want to say women that go through this and they are still in silence. And yeah. They think there is no hope. And they have been in that darkness for years, decades. Some of them die without being able to heal that experience. But your experience, your voice, your book, your work is telling them it's possible to go to the other side and see this as a blessing in your life.
It's absolutely possible to transform our pain into something better. I know it.
Absolutely. So, Madeline, before we continue, where can people go to find out more about you?
Well, I have a website, madelineblack.co.uk, or I'm on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. You can go to Amazon and look for my memoir, which is called Unbroken. So all over the place.
Perfect. And all of them are with your name, Madeline Black.
Yeah, on Twitter and Instagram, I'm madblack65.
Okay, perfect. madblack65. We've been talking with Madeline Black about women empowerment, a way to heal. When we come back from this short break, we are going to talk more about her healing superpower. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you here to change the world? Do you talk about things like vibration, frequency, awakening, and consciousness? Are you pretty sure you have superpowers? The Superpower Net is unlike normal coaching programs and conscious communities. We provide training, intuitive guidance, peer-to-peer learning, intensive one-on-one coaching, and a high vibrational network of people just like you. When you join the net, you get 24/7 access to a collaborative group of people who support you as you master your personal power and unlock your superpowers. If you're ready to use your superpowers to change the world, then join the Superpower Net today. Visit superpowerexperts.com/the net to learn more.
We're back and you're listening to High Frequency Healing Show. Today we are talking with Madeline Black, Women Empowerment, a way to heal. Madeline, was there a burning bush moment that made your heart desire changing your path in life?
Yeah, I would say there would. You know, when I met my husband, I told him that I would never become a mother because I thought giving birth was going to be like being raped again. And I thought, I can't put myself through that. I was too scared. But there was a moment when I completely reversed my thinking about motherhood. We were away, we were on a beach in Thailand, and we'd been married for 2 or 3 years, and he asked me the question, how about starting a family? And, you know, I was already with my usual response of, Stephen, you know why I can't do that. But something came into me, and I thought, if I never become a mum, then these two young men have won. I am still handing them all their power and control over my life, and I didn't want that anymore. So it was there and then that I came up with a plan that I call my best revenge, that I was determined not just to become a mum, but to live my life as well as I could, refusing to be identified by what had happened to me.
Ah, I just loved what you just said. I refuse to identify myself as that experience. You are not that experience.
That's right.
And that's tough. That is not like as easy as, oh, I'm not going to be identified with this anymore, and I moved on. So I would like to go deeper in that process, Madeline. And so how was your way to heal? Because I don't think it's just as easy as make that decision. I mean, it starts with a decision. But how was the process of healing?
Well, it's interesting because it is a journey. So I had my three gorgeous girls, and I really thought that that was it. But, you know, we can convince ourselves of anything. We can, convince ourselves we're okay when we really know we're not. And it really took to when Anna, my eldest daughter, turned 13, and all of my nightmares and flashbacks and pictures and memories from the night when I was gang raped just came flooding back. So I went back to therapy again, and it was then that my therapist suggested to me that, you know, maybe these two young men weren't born rapists. And I was so angry with him. I thought, how dare he say that to me? But, you know, he planted a seed in my head, and it started to grow. And I found myself wanting to understand, how could these two young men who weren't much older than me, maybe 17, 18, know to be so violent towards another human being? You know, what had they seen or heard or experienced themselves? And I remembered something that my friend Anne, who was a midwife, said to me years ago. And she said that she has delivered thousands of babies, and she never once met an evil baby. And I really identified with that, because I believe we all come in a blank sheet, and somehow life corrupts us, it conditions us. And then that was when really I saw that I started to feel compassion in my heart towards them, and forgiveness came in. And I didn't need them standing right in front of me. It was a decision I could choose to make within my own heart. And it allowed me just to let go of all of the bitterness, the anger, and the hate that I had held on to for years. And forgiveness is really not about them. It was forgiving me another chance. It was really about self-love. And I had to really forgive myself for just being a very naive 13-year-old girl who went on a night out that went very, very wrong.
Many, many things you just said that really touched my heart, Madeline. Mm-hmm. And one of them is healing starts with compassion.
Yeah.
But after that, you said, I have to forgive myself. And I would say that not just forgive yourself for what you did and for being naive, but also forgive yourself for punishing yourself to go through that.
Yeah.
For thinking that you were responsible for that.
Oh, I was guilty for years. Mm. I thought, you know, I had brought it on myself. I lied about where I was staying. I had been drinking. And, you know, I just believed all the messages that still society feeds us, that it was my fault and I was guilty. But I wasn't.
Yeah, I wasn't. And you were not. And nobody is guilty to go through this. It's just a learning experience that it wasn't needed. Because otherwise, you wouldn't be a voice for many people that go through this experience. And now you are their voice.
Yeah, I see that now. Yes, it took a long time to see it.
Yes, and I think that's the valuable thing here. It's just telling our listeners, if you are or if you were through this experience, if you have a daughter, a friend, if you know somebody that's going through this, time is one of the best tools to heal, because it doesn't happen overnight.
Time is, but also the right support and also finding your voice. You know, even if you don't tell a therapist, find a friend, find someone, or just write it down. But to leave it trapped inside you, you need to give it oxygen to move it, to change that energy, to shift it inside, so you can dilute all the energy that's stored with it when you keep it inside.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. It's a time with action. You need to take an action. It's not just, oh, let's see if the time heals. If you just let time pass by, but you don't take an action, nothing is really going to happen. It's like, okay, I want to be rich, so I'm going to wait for time to pass and see if money comes to me. You need to take action. For every single thing you want to create in life, you need an action outside and an action inside. You need to take action. And the other thing that I think is beautiful when you talk about is self-love. And I think, and I do believe, that women empowerment is about self-love. We need to love ourselves first, value ourselves, see ourselves as divinity for us to be able to stand up and talk and heal and be an impact to the world.
Yep.
So according to all of this experience, Madeline, how would you explain the concept of healing? So what's healing for you?
Yeah, healing, well, it can come in many different ways. And, you know, I discovered really over the decades of this process, there's many, many layers to healing. I did a lot of talking therapy, but I did a lot of body work as well, a lot of breath work, a lot of maybe what some people would call alternative therapies. I took part in sweat lodges. I did transformational breath work. I took the herb San Pedro. I went on retreats with that, silent retreats, writing retreats. You know, there will be a way for people. You just have to find your way. But it's, I think you get to a point where you think I'm okay, and then it's like an onion. There's another layer that appears, and then you think, okay, I will deal with that now. And then another layer appears, and then it just goes on and goes on till eventually I feel like now I've really got to the core of all the layers. And I can honestly say that the trauma does not impact on my life in any way at all anymore. There's no residue left at all.
So we could say that healing happens when that trauma doesn't affect your life in a negative way.
It doesn't impact. I don't really think about it in any way at all. You know, it's really fine now.
Yeah, it's just trauma is becoming a light for you to be able to walk and guide others to walk that path. Mm-hmm. So I would like now to talk more about your book, Unbroken, Madeline. Could you just share something with us about your book?
Yeah, so Unbroken is my memoir, and it tells my story of when I was gang raped at 13 by two American teenagers. And it really follows my journey of healing, survival, forgiveness, transformation, and hope. It's been out maybe, it'll be 2 years next month that it's been out. And it's been an interesting journey.
Oh, beautiful. And where can we get the book?
You can go to Amazon or ask your local bookstore to order it in for you. You'll be able to find it on the internet somewhere.
Well, so Madeline, let me ask you something. If right now I find a woman that is going through this hard time, and I say, okay, I have this woman that is going to help you and is going to guide you, what would be your work with this person? How would you guide that woman to be able to work the healing path through her own experience? Because you said it before, healing is different according to each person, according to the experience they have lived. So how do you help these women to go through this path?
So, I mean, I now work as a psychotherapist as well. So I always would go at my client's pace just because I have got to a place. I can't imagine that they will get to that place too. You know, I have to go, I have to follow their lead. So is you have to go very gently, very slowly, but really just encouraging them and supporting them and to believe them. There is nothing more powerful than sharing your story, but being listened to, being heard, and being believed.
I love that. Being heard and being believed. Yeah. It's true. No, no, nobody's going to be judging you for what happened.
Yep.
And it's not a lie. And nobody's thinking that you are making things up. Nobody can make up pain.
No. Well, what, you really, why would I make this up? I would try, I'd rather choose something else if I was going to make anything up.
Absolutely. So, Madeline, what has been one of the most beautiful, powerful processes you have guided or you have witnessed since you are working in this, with this experience and this trauma?
I would say I've had one of the most powerful experiences since I've shared my story, which really motivates me to carry on speaking out. I was interviewed by Sir Trevor MacDonald, who's a famous broadcaster in the United Kingdom, which was lovely to meet him. But it was afterwards, it's what took place once my interview was aired that really confirmed for me that this is a path I'm meant to be on. My friend's mother had been listening, and to cut a very long story short, she told her that she had been raped too. And that day, she ended 64 years of her silence. And my friend said, without a doubt, she would have taken her story to the grave. You know, so every time I'm asked to speak, I think of her. She really is my motivation. You know, she has single-handedly shown me the power that comes when we share our stories, and she is the reason I will continue to speak out.
Wow, Madeline, that just light on a light inside me. Could you imagine when you are able after 60 something years to say no more and stop it? You said something at the beginning that I really like, and it was, I just do not give up. I'm not going to give up a new life. I'm not going to give up to be happy. I'm not going to give up to live my life as I always dreamed. And I think that's what it's about. We cannot give power to this experience. And it's your responsibility to give power or just take the power back and say, you know what? Yeah, it was painful, but now I'm ready to heal myself and create the life under my own terms, nor under the terms of pain and darkness.
Yeah, I don't really ever know what it was, but something inside has always just driven me to clean up the trauma, to kind of drain my swamp. It's just, I've always been motivated in expanding myself and cleaning up.
Mm-hmm. So, Madeline, how is to be a mother of girls after going through that experience?
Yeah, it's funny that life would give me three young girls, wouldn't it?
I know.
It was very interesting because it was a time when my fears took over my life, that fear was really my best friend for a long time. But having my girls, I saw that if I continued to remain in fear and I transferred it over to them, what would be the point of bringing them into this planet? Mm-hmm. I would be, you know, corrupting them with fear. And I decided that I had to face my fears in order to, you know, I showed them what it was to be able to move past a trauma, but I wanted to show them what it was to really live your life and enjoy your life, because I was so concerned at one stage with my safety, with being out of control, with being around men, that I protected myself so much that I was stopping myself from living my life.
Yes, and even just being able to say, yeah, I went through this, but I'm going to give a chance to men and I'm going to be married. Mm-hmm. I think that is a very important step in the healing process.
Yeah, it's interesting. When I first met Stephen, my husband, he was the first man that I felt very safe around. And I thought, that's a very strange word to use when we're talking about a relationship. But I always believed that men would harm me. And instinctively, I knew I could trust him and he would never hurt me. So I do believe that he was an angel sent to save me.
Yeah, and I believe, and I want to invite all the listeners that they go through trauma to see every day in life as an opportunity and just listen to Madeleine's experience and many other women who have gone through this kind of trauma, how life is in charge of putting pieces into your path for you to be able to heal and for you to be able to give another opportunity to life. When you are able to see that that experience is creating darkness inside, but you are the light to remove the darkness, when you can see outside your life those opportunities, it's when you really give a chance and when you just give up of pain and you give up the reason to be in that place of darkness and sadness and feel helpless. And that's a process that I would say we really need help and somebody to guide us, Madeleine. It's not a process that we can live by ourselves.
No, it's a slow process. And I realized after a while that I'm not my body. You know, I'm not the things that they did to me. I'm not even my mind. And, you know, the real essence of me, they could never touch that. And that's what gets buried deep down inside. And that's really now, once I have moved and shifted all of the trauma, that's now what's coming back. There's more of me because there's more space. It occupied too much space inside of me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's beautiful. And that reminds me a song that I love. And I usually listen to that song every day. I Am Light by India Airy. Go and look for it in YouTube. It's a beautiful song. And it's exactly what Madeleine just said. Oh. I am light. I am more than the broken pieces in my heart. I am more than, I am not the broken pieces in my heart. I am not the choices my family made. I am light. And I think that's the invitation that each of us, we are meant to lead our empowerment by healing our lives. And it doesn't matter if you were not raped, but if you are under guilt, if you don't feel enough, if you don't feel valued, if you feel a victim of your own life, it's time to start your own healing process. You don't need to be raped to be able to heal your life. You may have another aspects in your life that you need to look at with love, compassion, forgiveness, and be able to transform that experience. And I think that Madeleine's story and our time together, it's a proof of the possibility beyond pain.
Yeah, I really truly believe that none of us are broken beyond repair.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I love that. So Madeleine, can you share with us two steps or two tips for anyone to start a healing process? It doesn't matter what was the trauma. And I know you are more specific about your own trauma. Mm-hmm. But if somebody is listening now to you and say, oh my God, this woman is amazing, but I haven't been raped, mm-hmm. But I know I need to heal my life. What would be those two steps?
It's not really about comparison. It doesn't matter what it is, because like I said before, it's more about what we do with what happens to us.
Yes.
But I would say it's never, ever too late to get support. Whatever it is that you're struggling with in your life, go and find someone to get support from. It's never too late. And as I'm also said before, the single most thing out of everything that I have done has been to really speak my truth, speak what happened to me, find my voice, because beforehand I denied it and I minimized it and I put it out of my thinking, my consciousness, but that just caused other issues. So when we really accept all that has happened to us, knowing that we can't change it, even if we wanted to, and just learn to be okay with both of those things, that to me is when my healing came in.
Mm. So Madeleine, let's remind listeners where they can go to find out more about you.
Sure. So I have a website. at madeleineblack.co.uk, where you'll find me on Twitter and Instagram on madblack65, and I have a Facebook page, Madeleine Black Unbroken, or on LinkedIn, just Madeleine Black.
Thank you, Madeleine Black, for sharing your healing superpower with us.
You're welcome.
And thank you all of you for joining us today. I am Angela Maria, Conscious Creation. Change actions, shift energy to leave heaven down here on earth. So I will see you next time. Bye-bye.
Are you ready to discover your superpowers? Go now to superpowerexperts.com and take the superpower quiz today.